In negotiation, emotional intelligence emboldens negotiators who embrace it and limits the opportunities of those who don't. Greg Williams, the master negotiator and body language expert. Hello, and welcome to the podcast of Greg Williams, the master negotiator and body language expert. In this series of podcasts, you will discover how to negotiate better and read body language. Increase emotional intelligence now. How to improve negotiation skills. Emotional intelligence plays a vital role in negotiation. It can serve negotiators as a silent ally. It can also negatively impact their mental acuity and impair their negotiation efforts when missing. You can use the following techniques to increase your emotional intelligence, improve your negotiation skills, and amplify your chances of a successful negotiation outcome. Enhanced emotional intelligence skills will also serve you in other aspects of your life. Benefits of emotional intelligence in negotiations. Research has proven that emotional intelligence enhances a negotiator's reasoning abilities, empathy, and motivations throughout the negotiation. That allows an emotionally intelligent negotiator to possess a creative combination of cognitive and behavioral traits to bring to the negotiation table to become more persuasive. This combination can also increase their likability throughout the negotiation, allowing them to become perceived as more positive and flexible throughout the talks. Possible drawbacks of empathy in emotional intelligent negotiations. Emotionally intelligent negotiators may make too many concessions because of their overabundance of empathy, which can lead to increased negative consequences. Thus, negotiators must become aware of empathy's pitfalls and be mindful when they are in its grasp. One must also be aware of the emotions flowing through a negotiation and control them to affect the outcome sought. How to increase emotional intelligence skills before negotiations. There are specific emotional intelligence skills that can enhance your negotiation before and during your talks. Consider using the following to improve your mental abilities. Number one, perception. Right now, take a moment to tune into something you have not observed. You may not have perceived it before because you deemed it unnecessary. Our brains make millions of calculations daily and decide what is and is not essential. During negotiation, it is advantageous to become attuned to the emotions of others. That will allow you to understand better the underlying motivations that move them to action. Heighten your senses before your talks by becoming more keenly aware of the emotions others emit, and during your discussion, intensify that awareness. Number two, emotional awareness. Right now, what emotions are you experiencing? Why are you experiencing them? And what are their sources? To increase your emotional intelligence during negotiation, be mindful of your emotions and how they lead your actions. Be aware of how they are motivating the opposition to act also. Before your talks, heighten your emotional senses and rev them up during the negotiations. Number three, emotional regulation. Negotiators must monitor shifting emotions throughout the talks to negotiate effectively. Doing so will allow them to stop an ill-fated direction that might derail the discussion. Note what might trigger such emotional shifts. The better you know and control such triggers, the more likely you are to regulate the emotional state of the negotiation. Emotional intelligence and body language control in negotiations. Emotional control lies within those who believe they possess it. One way to project it is through one's body language. To project that persona, number one, facial appearance. Our faces speak our emotions. Thus, we must always be aware of what they are saying. And if the mimic of their projections do not serve us, we must manage them to prevent unwanted circumstances from taking control of our talks. Suffice it to say, manage the facial cues you emit during negotiations. Only display those shown that serve you. Number two, present calm body language gestures. Body language conveys a sense of control or lack of, depending on the gestures displayed. To possess and project an inner serenity, avoid making erratic and exaggerated movements. Smile when appropriate and timed with statements you agree with, and succinctly deliver your words and gestures. Such deliveries will signal that you are emotionally grounded and possess self-control. Emotional recovery process. Sometimes the best of plans go awry. A very dear friend of mine, who's now departed, psychologist Mark Goldston, outlined a process to arrest emotional intelligence's abandonment from the reaction phase of expletive, expletive, expletive to recapturing composure. His process entails, number one, the reaction phase. It is important not to deny your feelings. Labeling your feelings has been shown to disengage the brain's threat center, the amygdala. Next is number two, oh God! Having labeled the emotion you are feeling, your amygdala is calming. As this happens, you enter the release phase. Taking the effort to relax allows you to regain balance. Then comes number three, oh geez! As the effect to relax decreases and the amygdala continues to cool, you recenter during this phase. Next comes number four, oh well. This is the phase in which you refocus on the problem at hand. You start to plan your next move. Then you encounter number five, okay. Returning to your baseline with a plan, you are ready to re-engage. Mark's emotional recovery outline and brilliance were just one of the many ways he gave insights to people worldwide. Reflection. I have presented emotional intelligence skills that will allow you to improve all aspects of your life. Implementing the emotional intelligence techniques outlined will also increase your negotiation skills while allowing you to achieve more successful negotiation outcomes. To that end, please use them. And everything will be right with the world. Remember, you're always negotiating. You've been listening to Greg Williams, the Master Negotiator and Body Language Experts Podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you would like more information about how you can negotiate and read body language better, please go to themasternegotiator.com. That's themasternegotiator.com. And feel free to reach me by email at greg@themasternegotiator.com. That's Greg, G-R-E-G, @themasternegotiator.com. And remember, you're always negotiating. Goodbye for now.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.